Callum, of course, Anzac Day tomorrow. Being a Thursday begs a question, how many people are going to pull a sickie on the Friday?
Yeah, I mean, this is the common trend that you see when, you know, a public holiday happens in the middle of the week. Obviously, it's a bit, you know, do you go back to work the day after? Do you just call it a four-day?
Yeah, an extra long weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've got some statistics here. According to the 102,000 consultations using an app to survey whether they'll take this day off, it's got some stats as to what excuses people might be using.
Yeah.
So 33% of the people said cold and flu.
Right.
Gastro is the next common reason, with 19% of people saying that. And then followed by COVID with 19%, migraines by 9%, and then stress-related insomnia at 7%.
Right, so there wasn't any smaller percentage for, hey, moon to look really good. Wanted to take the kids up.
I don't think those people got the day off. But, of course, we were thinking, how can we help the Fresh Fam get that Friday off? If they want to pull a sickie, if they want to get out of work on the Friday and pull a four-day-long weekend like we are.
Yep.
How can they do it? Well, Callum, I'll tell you how. Uber One has just released an AI excuse generator to help you get out of work.
See, this is another thing. You know, we talk about the dangers of AI, how scary it can be, but now there's an excuse generator to get out of mundane work.
Finally, so they're doing some good.
This is a very good thing. So we do want to put it to the test. We do want to use it and see how much quality it is in making excuses.
Yeah, so if you give us a buzz on 1-300-737-374, we'll put you through this excuse generator and see what it pops out and see whether you like it or not. Now, the things we have to put in is your name, your position at work, your boss's name, and that's it. And then it will generate a random excuse.
Look, and we're pretty non-biased as well. We'll do the excuse generator, but we'll all of the three of us, me, Tom, and whoever calls up, look at it and see how valid it is, how much, how useful it's going to be, and see if it'll work.
Now, Callum, I have popped you in already. Do you want to hear your excuse?
All right, so if I was to take off the Friday, this is the excuse I'd use.
Time to hack.
It says, hey, fat cat, I hope this email finds you well. On April 26th, I need to take a day off to test my accidental time machine invention in the garage. The fabric of time beckons for exploration. Regrettably, my phone got stuck in a time loop during a test run, so email is my only means of communication for now. I look forward to hearing your approval, sending virtual high fives and confetti your way. Callum, the best radio host you've got.
So the boss would immediately think Callum's lost the plot.
Give him the day off.
Give him some stress leave. He's clearly not well at the moment.
If you want to be put through this excuse generator, if you want the day off Friday, give us a buzz now, Adelaide. We got Isabel and Glenn Door on the line. Isabel, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, well, now you need this Friday morning off, do you?
Yeah, I have got an exam this Friday, which I think is quite rude.
Oh, okay. So exam Friday, I mean, it's a bit different. You're not working there, but you still want to take it off. You're a little bit stressed.
Fair enough. Well,
yeah,
Isabel, I've chucked in the details you've provided our producer into our AI excuse generator. Here is what it has to say.
Time to hack.
Hi, Belinda. I hope this email finds you well. On April 26th, I'm requesting annual leave to prepare for a prestigious underwater basket weaving tournament. It's time to dive into intense practice sessions. Unfortunately, my submarine doesn't have the best reception for phone calls, so email seemed like the best option. I look forward to hearing your approval. Cheers and chicken nuggets, Isabel, the best student you've got.
That's amazing. Underwater basket weaving. I think that will work.
Isabel, is your exam in marine biology by any chance, is it plausible that you could be underwater doing basket weaving?
Sadly, not.
All right.
Well, do you think you'll send off the email anyway?
I mean, it's worth a shot just to see.
It's always worth a shot. Well, that will be the conclusion. No matter how batshit crazy it sounds, send it off, give it a whirl. Maybe the weekend could be yours.
Absolutely. Hey, we got Gemma in Salisbury North on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, Gemma, what's the go? Where do you work?
So I work for Defence down at Edinburgh. You know, big day tomorrow, so I think it would be good to have Friday off to recover.
Oh, definitely, especially for Anzac Day where you work. Let's put it in the excuse generator.
Time to hack.
All right. Dear David, I hope this email finds you well. On April 26th, I have to request annual leave for an emergency puppy spa day. My new puppy's feeling stressed and desperately needs a day of pampering. Due to a strict no phones allowed policy at the doggy spa, I'm unable to call to request leave, hence the email. I look forward to hearing your approval. Kind regards, Gemma. The best defense you've got. Do you have a puppy,
Gemma?
That
sounds amazing. I do.
You do have a puppy, so your boss knows about the puppy.
Yeah.
We've got a winner.
It can be done.
That's so funny.
Gemma, congratulations. We got a family pass to Monado Safari Park we want to send your way. You can use it this Friday when you get the day off.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much. We'll love
Gemma.
That.
Good on you, Gemma. Thanks for getting involved. Thanks to everyone else getting involved.